Podcast time.
Hi there, it's podcast time. Roundtable 105 returns. And what do we have on the agenda today, Sean?
Tighten up! We got the Titans in the AFC Championship game.
We got toothpaste and lube.
We got the Oscars and
Chattanooga too fat.
This is Roundtable 105 on radio.com. Rock 105's Sean Stewart, Greg Rambin, and Boner, you know, sit at a round table and talk and stuff. Thanks for joining us as we revisit this week's nonsense. Yeehaw! From Chattanooga, Tennessee, this is Roundtable 105.
Hello, that's me.
Hello, testing 1, 2, 3.
Testes, testes. One,
looks like
two.
Looks like we got good levels.
Three.
Encouraging sign that our levels are good.
Yeah.
We want to make sure people can hear us without distortion in the way.
Always crystal clear on the radio.com app.
So is it, do I get trouble if I say Happy New Year? Are we too far into it? Are we past that?
Yeah, you blew that one.
If the New Year's going to be happy, it would have been happy by now.
It's already passed. It had a chance and just failed. Sucked coming out the box. Wow, man.
Happy New Year, y'all.
Stop it. We've already established it's wrong to say.
So how do we do this? It's been, what, 19 years since the last podcast?
It's been a full year. We did last one. It was last year.
Yeah, it was like a decade ago.
Look at all these New Year jokes we got.
Ah, boy.
I think Boner just left.
Yeah. Boner, come back. Wait. Come back. No more last year, last decade. Come on.
None of that. We're coming in, brand new decade, fresh, mm-hmm. and it's actually kind of, we'll start right with all the hot football talk, man.
Oh, yeah.
Tennessee Titans have a chance to advance to the Super Bowl for the first time in 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
If they could beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
Hey, true. I went to see the Titans play the Chiefs. The Titans can beat the Chiefs. Seen it.
So you've seen it happen. Game.
Yeah, earlier this year. That's the one game I went to, was Titans-Chiefs.
What a and big fan Boner is.
Oh, I'm huge. Huge fan.
We're going to start a GoFundMe page to get Boner to go to the Kansas City Chiefs-Titans
like
game so they
to.
Win.
He's been to a game this year. He's
yeah, I might have been the good luck charm.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
We don't know if he was or he wasn't, so he might have been.
Exactly.
To Kansas City you go.
It would behoove the Titans to make sure I'm there.
I think so, dude. You are definitely the good luck charm. I mean, you've been to a game this year. Mm-hmm. Earlier, our friends at Budweiser gave us a Titan sign to hang in the wall in here.
Exactly.
Right.
That was all the way back, like, in March.
Where did it go?
Well, it's right over there behind
me. Right behind me.
Oh,
right behind Butter, of course.
Butter's hiding it. Okay.
So nobody can question our fandom here about Titans fans. I mean, I've been a fan for, like, at least 72 hours now. He's been to a game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I got like a month and a half on you.
So yeah, let's go tighten up, man. Let's get this. In all seriousness, though, it is super cool when the Titans have a chance to go to the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
It was just a few years ago when the Falcons actually were in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Which side gets more, hype around our parts, the Falcons or the Titans?
Oh, I definitely think the Falcons. Chattanooga area is definitely more a Falcons city because, the Falcons have been around.
Yeah, for a zillion years.
Yeah.
And then we've only had the Titans for, 22 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you just kind of either jumped on the Titans bandwagon and just were like, yeah, screw the Falcons, or you just, it just... They're just new, and you just...
I'm sort of taking it as an SEC type of thing. It's whoever goes to the national championship, if it's not my team, it's the SEC team that's playing. So the Titans, Tennessee, I'm going to root for them over Kansas City.
Because they play the Saints.
Right.
Well, that and I, what love does anybody around here have for Kansas City?
Exactly.
Yeah, none.
Zero.
Mm-hmm.
It's the things I know about Kansas City. I heard they've got good barbecue there.
All right,
I've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's colder than I thought. I always thought Kansas City wouldn't be that cold, but apparently they got pretty cold winters.
It's though. Very very cold.
That's my can. That's my
so
normal
there's
Kansas.
There's two things about it that suck already. well, one, I guess the barbecue part was good.
It's cold there.
But it's cold. That's like two. That's two sucks.
Is it in Kansas? If it's Kansas City, it's got to be in Kansas.
No one knows. This is the great mystery of Kansas City. Yeah,
where do they play their home games?
Is it Kansas or is it Missouri? Nobody on the planet knows.
It says Kansas City, so if they, that just seems like just a D move to like put them in Missouri if you're going to call them Kansas City.
I think it's in Kansas.
But
then again, nobody knows. Is a great mystery. Who built the pyramids? Where the f*** is Kansas City?
That was number two on my SAT geography portion. Sure.
But a lot of people in our region are going to find out. I saw on Twitter, like, the tickets for that game on the secondary market are through the roof. Like, Titan fans are clamoring to get to Kansas City to watch this game.
Wow.
So we're going to have a like little
What kills me is that
takeover.
What was it? I think the 15th. Yeah, the 15th of January was the anniversary of the very first Super Bowl. And Bart Starr was MVP.
You were there. Tell
us about it. Gas was only 27 cents a gallon. And
Greg had 50-yard line tickets.
Seriously, you know how much tickets were to Super Bowl I? $10.
Wow.
Not bad.
Yeah, and they still had empty seats. They still had empty seats on Super Bowl I.
That's wild. And something, too, if you think about Super Bowl I, the teams that play in that Super Bowl, do you know who they were by any manner? The
Packers and the Chiefs.
And we have a chance. I mean, it would suck for our Titans.
Yeah.
But this is the 100th year of the NFL, and it would be kind of
right.
A cool storyline if you had the original Super Bowl and the 100th Super Bowl. That's just wild.
Not the 100th. No. It's 100 years of NFL, and it's, what, the 54, 57?
50-something.
Yeah.
I knew that. I just wanted you to explain it to me.
I'm just
just want to see if you knew. That's why I put that out there.
I'm just an internet troll going, you're wrong, Sean.
It's fine. I've been getting that since I was born.
And I'm figuring already we're going to get a lot of that because we know who built the pyramids. And I said, who built the pyramids? Where's Kansas City?
And we'll get those.
Somebody would be like, dude, what do you mean who built the pyramids? That was the Egyptians. But it was a joke. I'm just saying. Don't you?
It's a comedy show.
Wait a minute. It was aliens that built the pyramids. Whatever. You know damn well.
Well, the Egyptians built it, but why? That's where I should have said. Mm-hmm. Why did we build the pyramids?
It's like drunk history.
So that Brendan Fraser could have an excellent motion picture series.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, and it was a great series, The Mummy.
That with Brendan Fraser.
Not with Tom Cruise.
And then Tom Cruise screwed it.
He screwed it all up. That Tom Cruise, man. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know he was ever in one.
Yeah, they tried to reboot it, like within the last year or two. They wanted to start a universal horror picture universe, sort of like Marvel has all of their superheroes. They tried to start creating a Frankenstein, Mummy, Invisible Man, where all of them were interrelated.
They all hang out.
Yeah, they all hang out. It's a monster party and do the mash.
The monster mash.
But yeah,
stop sucking on me, Dracula, you jerk.
Your teeth hurt.
Damn, man. Don't you brush?
Oh, man, I don't even know why this just popped in my head. But you hear that toothpaste story? How people are using it as lube these days?
What?
What?
Yeah, it's doctors are warning people to stop. And this is what I hate about it. People have to tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, doctors have to warn people because you guys are so stupid to not put toothpaste on your genitals. It's just
that. Wow.
Yeah. Who I'm real horned up.
Wait a minute. Who was the first person who said, you know what I need to do?
That's my question.
I want it to be minty fresh.
Like, hey, where are you?
That's where I'm going with this whole thing. I'm figuring that thing is not minty fresh. I am not going down there.
But you feel like how you're...
Put a little Crest on that bad boy.
Clean it up a little bit.
Yeah.
It's a little dirty. Put it like a little Aquafresh down there. Clean it right on up.
Brush your breath. Brush your breath.
But it's odd because usually teeth and genitals we try to keep apart from each other.
True.
It's like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Huh, maybe I could use that as lube. Like, where were you? Like,
no.
That's all you had?
No.
Yeah, what's wrong with just spit? Wait, what?
We just got our PG-13 rating. Okay.
Roundtable 105 coming in hot in 2020. Oh, my goodness. So the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the announcements of who actually made it in for 2020 came out this week.
Okay, and?
And do you want me to start with who got snubbed or who got in?
Let's go with who got in, but it's going to piss me off.
Who got
I know
in would
it.
Be Whitney Houston.
Who cares?
The Notorious B.I.G.
Who cares?
The Doobie Brothers.
All right.
Depeche All right. Mode.
What?
T-Rex.
Bang a gong.
Uh-huh.
John Lando. Irving Azoff.
Did they misspell Lennon?
And the final member of the 2020 inductees of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Nine Inch Nails.
You are completely shitting me.
Judas Priest, Soundgarden, snubbed. Nothing. Also, Pat Benatar. No, they put Whitney Houston over Benatar.
All right. I'm just going to start with the A number one thing. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Not Music Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. Not Rap Music Hall of Fame. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And Judas Priest is nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
You won't see them popping up in the Country Music Hall of Fame nominees.
No. Nor would you see Whitney Houston.
Nor the Notorious B.I.G.
You know, it's not that I necessarily have a problem with any of them being in a Music Hall of Fame. They've all had large contributions to music.
Music.
And culture.
Except for rap, because that's not even music. That's just, I don't know what that is.
It's poetry.
Whatever. Yes,
it's poetry.
It's a bunch of rhyming with a drum machine. Great. So, you snub Judas Priest. These guys that they're putting into the Hall of Fame now were influenced by Judas Priest.
That's a great point.
Now, obviously not Whitney Houston, except for the Coke, maybe.
She's dead, Boner! You're being so mean to Whitney!
Leave Whitney alone!
No, I'm sorry about that part, but, I mean, I'm just, I mean, that's a joke, too. Calm down.
Blue checkmark, people are gonna be after us.
Yep.
But, man, you know, Judas Priest has been around for a very long time. They were incredibly influential to a whole lot of people, a lot of musicians, and it blows me away that they have, this is not the first time that they've been shut out of the Hall of Fame.
Right.
It's completely amazing to me.
Now, why do you think that is? I mean, and they've got some massive hit records. It's not like they're not a mainstream band. Like, you know, Breaking the Law. Like, a lot of people know some Priest songs. They're super famous. I wonder why, like, somebody like Nine Inch Nails, great band too, but didn't really, you know, peak until the late 90s. And, you know, like you said, influenced other bands who are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but yet they're not. It's odd. And I wonder what they, you know, the people have against, you know, the Priest.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, and by the same token, you could say the same thing about Pat Benatar. Incredibly influential person and basically owned the 80s as far as being a female rock person. Guaranteed owned the 80s.
Yeah.
You know, oh, hit me with your best shot. That's just the beginning. You know, she was, I believe she was the first woman to be on MTV. You know, there were
not putting her in.
And not putting Pat Benatar in. You know, I'm not a big Pat Benatar fan, but I definitely think that, yeah, as far as an influence on the industry and absolutely should be in there.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So what is the criteria? Again, I come into this blindly. Is it just, we're going to do Whitney Houston because we all feel sorry for her and she left this legacy much too young in her life?
Maybe, but she's also, like you said she's iconic. So is, you know, Notorious B.I.G. I mean, he passed way before his time, but the last 20-some years, I mean, he's influenced all kinds of musicians throughout.
Has he influenced rock and roll, going back to Boner's argument?
Sure he has. I'm just, you know, in different lyrics here and there. I mean, I'm, you know, everything in my brain, it's all music. Everything rock and roll is just an umbrella for everything. I'm a hip-hop guy. I do like hip-hop, and I do respect what Biggie did for the culture and all of that. And he was groundbreaking, and I think he does deserve a spot there. Benatar over Whitney Houston, Whitney over Benatar, that's tough for me.
Well, I don't really think of it as this person over this one or this one. I mean, that's just, for one, like I said, it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I don't really think that Pat or that Whitney Houston belongs in there to begin with.
That's tough.
That just, I don't get it.
They have sort of branching. When they started this, it wasn't just the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Did they just put, like, rock bands and then they started... You run out after a while. It's like, well, we have, you know, these people.
No, we would have.
Well,
plenty.
Hey, you know what? Then tough shit. You don't get to be in the Hall of Fame. We don't have to put somebody in every year. How about that?
Fair enough. Or, I mean, it just sounds like we should just change the name to, like, just Music Hall of Fame. Because, I mean, everybody should be celebrated. Elton John should be in a Hall of Fame somewhere. Maybe not the Rock and Roll. I mean,
he belongs in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Dude was a rock guy. I mean, different kind, whatever. That's what it was in the 70s. So, yeah, absolutely.
But you're going to have the same thing, you know, 30 years down the road when somebody puts Justin Bieber in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean, not saying that's going to happen, but again, you look at...
If you put Justin Bieber in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Judas Priest doesn't get to be... I hope Judas Priest comes back from the dead and kick his ass. They should preemptively kick his ass now.
Wow. Got to try to stay alive to 2050 to see what happens. At least let's get gym memberships, because if Bieber gets in, this is going to be over. And again, I mean, not just like an outlandish person, but with all the different genres, especially now with all like anybody can make music in their house with a computer. Just, you know, if you just have some kind of run of it, you know, and make your mark in music, there's a chance you can maybe get in.
There we go. We can create the YouTube Music Hall of Fame, and Justin Bieber can be the inaugural winner.
So you guys think there's going to be a time we just cut it off? Like, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you didn't make music before 2000, you can't be in. Like, that just, everything evolves, man. And that's just the Rock and Roll thing, too. It's just evolving with time. I mean, everything didn't stay just in that rock lane. It's all...
That's true. I mean, when you look at someone like, and I'm going to mention a name, and I know that Sean will not know who it is, except for maybe around Christmas time. But there is one person who, in fact, she's the only woman who is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Dolly Parton.
No. No. Brenda Lee.
You're right, I have no idea.
Yeah, Brenda Lee, she was very popular in the 50s as a rock and roll singer. Now, if you were to listen to her music today from the 50s, I mean, I will give you the song that you know by her, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Oh, that's Brenda Lee.
That's Brenda
Metal.
Lee.
Metal.
Yeah. It's also Miley Cyrus. She has a very popular
song. And she's at Bonnaroo. Should she be? What? Maybe a duet with Brenda Lee, who is still alive, but she's a little bitty, itty bitty thing. But going back to when rock started, certainly, I mean, you have Bill Haley in the comments, you have Elvis Presley, those artists, if they were still alive, would they be on Rock 105?
Again,
just for being alive? No.
Exactly.
But if Rock 105 was what it was then, would they be rock? Was that considered rock? Like Elvis, the Beatles, would they be rock? I mean, back then.
I mean, they were rock.
They were rock.
But they were pop.
And it was pop music, yeah.
And there were no rock stations. So there wouldn't have been a Rock 105.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that just...
That's when the music started branching out. We've got all these things. Now, right. When you hear rock and roll, like in your brain, it's like, well, you got to be a rock and roll. You got to be in a band. And it's like, well... Do you have to be, though? Couldn't you be just make your mark in your genre, and that is enough to put you in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? And I guess that's just, you know, one of those subjective things where we're going.
Yeah.
Regardless, I got to get there.
I mean, personally, I don't believe that it is the way it should be. You know, maybe they made the building too big, and they got to fill up, we got all these hallways down here. You know, I don't know.
We've got some more fame in here.
It's like if the Baseball Hall of Fame starts putting in like softball players from like.
Yeah, I mean, that's almost. But
well,
you're
Shaquille,
not only that,
Shaquille O'Neal in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Well, or Michael Jordan. Well,
Michael Jordan.
He did play baseball.
But that's for being
a baseball player. Now you're putting in freaking soccer players. You know, this doesn't make sense.
Like a lot of the hip-hop people and rappers, a lot of them are influenced through rock and roll. They sample out of the old rock songs. The guitarists will turn into beats. I mean, there is a lot of rock and roll influence throughout hip-hop. There really is. I can't cite an exact thing for Biggie right now, but I do know that these guys go through and appreciate the genre of that music.
And think about the 80s when Run DMC helped get Aerosmith back in pop culture's eyes with the remix of Walk This Way.
Which, by the way, they're performing at the Grammys next week together.
Are they?
Aerosmith and Run DMC. Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
A little tidbit there, but yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, there you go. Boner's going to have his popcorn ready.
Now they're
well, there's a whole other thing that pisses me off. The Grammys suck. I mean, the Grammys are a freaking joke. I can't watch that crap anymore.
Well, because you look at, like, when they say best rock, and it's like three Imagine Dragons songs.
Well,
Like, I get that's annoying.
Okay, there is a little bit of that. But they lost me years ago when they, you know, had the best metal category, and Metallica loses to Jethro Tull. Yeah, it's like, where the hell did that come from?
That is pretty
They're probably.
I'm like, what are you, out of your mind? You know, come on, man.
Yeah, that's where they lost a lot of credibility for people like you and I. I mean, I agree with that 100%. Like, that shouldn't have happened. There's a lot of awards over the years that have been like, huh? Who are you? Like, you give the best new artist that 1 year to some Spalding. Like, they're just weird people. They give these awards. You're like, you guys are just too cool for the room.
And that's
very much what the Grammy Awards
is. That's exactly what it is. It might as well be called the Rolling Stone Awards. You know, Rolling Stone, you know, they'll hate anything that has, you know, any value, and something that's complete garbage, they got to jump all over and go, this is the greatest thing we've ever heard.
It's the Rolling Stones.
He's like, you suck. You know, kiss my ass.
So, Boner cares none about the Grammys.
I do not. Unless I won one.
I got to go a couple times. The only reason I, like, invested, like, I got to see Metallica play at the Grammys. It was awesome, but I forgot who they. But they don't actually at the Grammys. They do all those like collaborations. So I never saw Metallica live before at this point in my life, and I was like, "Sweet, I'm going to see Metallica." Then they end up playing with some like world-renowned pianist. So I see Metallica playing with the pianist, and I'm like, "Okay, I mean, it's not really the Metallica vibe. It was cool, but it was different." And that's the one thing about the Grammys I kind of do respect, of just sitting there, is like you get to see a lot of different collaborations, people you will never get to see perform again. Yeah, so they do that. But as far as the awards,
sometimes that's a good thing.
That's the last time I'll ever have to watch that.
I was like,
I think that was Michael Kamen, wasn't it?
Maybe.
You know, but they had performed all that S&M stuff. You know, the symphony. You know, all of that.
I just wasn't ready for that. Maybe I should have been. I'm like just thinking I wanted to hear like, you know, Master of Puppets or something. And I'm like at the Grammys. I should have known better. I'm like, dude, it's not a one off. It's the Grammys. Calm it down. But
and it is award season. My favorite awards. Oscars.
Oh, that's right.
And here we go. We're going to go down Best Picture real quick, and y'all say if you've seen it or not. Ford versus Ferrari.
No.
No.
The Irishman.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Jojo Rabbit.
Never even heard of it.
Roger Rabbit, I saw.
Joker.
No.
Yes.
Little Women.
I've seen a lot of them.
Marriage Story.
No.
1917.
No.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yes.
No.
Parasite.
I don't know. What's it about?
Yeah, okay. You know, I think it's a sequel to Human Centipede.
Congratulations
sure
to me. I saw one of those.
No, not bad.
The one that was on Netflix.
I saw The Irishman, Joker, Little Women, Marriage Story, 1917. So I saw half of the top 10.
What was your best picture?
I'm telling you, Little Women is pretty darn amazing. And I'm a little upset that the director, Greta Gerwig, did not get nominated as Best Director, because she did something new and fresh for a novel that has been around for almost 200 years. And
used only little women?
Did they use bigger women?
They were all dwarves.
Was it
getting it mixed up with TLC.
Little Women, Big World?
You're getting it mixed up. That runs after Hoarders on TLC.
Oh.
And honestly, nothing looks more boring to me than watching Marriage Story. Like, I don't know.
It's really good. Yes, it is very wordy, but both Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson are very good in
nudity.
This. No.
Oh, all right.
So that's why Boner hasn't seen it.
Nope.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, I have not seen
too.
That. Was that? How did you enjoy that, Boner?
I enjoyed parts of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was some slowness to the whole thing. Is it Best Picture? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not to me.
I saw Joker, and I really enjoyed that movie. It's the same themes that I saw in Taxi Driver, which was several decades ago when that movie came out. It's a great movie. Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
See Joker. It's on my list to watch.
I saw 1917 just this
past
weekend.
You're too busy watching stupid things. What was a dumb movie that we talked about the last time he watched?
I was watching John Wick 3 yesterday. That's why. Is that better than
All right. Yes. All right. Yeah, Bridesmaids. That's what it was.
It's actually funny. A couple days ago.
You had a choice to make. There was a good movie, and you chose Bridesmaids.
I chose Melissa McCarthy. Big fan. Stand by her work still until this day. But yo, John Wick 3, surprise, that didn't get nominated. I was thinking about that last one. I was like, You know, they've got a lot of good cinematography. He's probably murdered the most people in a single movie I've ever seen before in John Wick 3. I
mean, yeah, that's impressive.
It's got to be at least 500 casualties just by him.
Yeah, not bad.
No, good work, man. There you go. I also saw Dolomite, and I was actually surprised Dolomite, Eddie Murphy got snubbed.
Yes, yes, the big snub there. Also, there was a lot of buzz about Adam Sandler possibly getting nominated for Uncut Gems, and it did not happen.
You see what he said, though? He said if he didn't get nominated, he was going to make the worst, even purposely, I'm going to make the worst movie possible that you guys are going to go pay to see. And you think my movies are terrible now. They at least go on Netflix.
Yeah.
I'm putting it out. You're going to go pay. Stump me for the Oscars. Think I'm kidding.
Now he's next. He's already done that. He needs to.
But isn't the fact that he's in on a joke? I think the fact that he's
not
on a joke
seen
is
Little Nicky.
Hey, Little Nicky's very underrated. That's one of the very underrated.
Now, what he should do, he should have the universe, because I know, like, Carl Weathers, he played the same golfer in both Happy Madison and
Happy Gilmore.
Billy Madison. Happy Madison is the name of his production company, but Happy Gilmore and Little Nicky. He played the same, Apollo Creed in the Rocky movies.
Little Nicky. I thought it was so dumb. It was just funny. It's just one of the Sandman movies.
But he can create the universe where we can have, Happy Gilmore versus Billy Madison. They can do wonders with CGI now and just, just have a big death match.
That'd be fun.
Versus Little Nicky.
Ooh, Little Nicky versus, Billy Madison?
Yeah.
Well, you have to think Little Nicky, he's probably aged now. He's not so little. He's probably come into his own as, the Antichrist.
He's in charge of
he's
who's the big Nick now?
Yeah, right.
But you have to think at this point, Billy Madison's got his doctorate, though. He's a pretty smart guy.
Right.
Adam, call us. Have your people call us.
Yeah, we got some ideas for it.
We'll do
that.
That
is the dumbest thing I have ever heard, and we are all stupider for having heard it.
I actually heard somebody say that after Joaquin Phoenix's Golden Globe speech, when he told everybody about eating plant-based foods and everything. Mm-hmm. Somebody was like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, and you made the entire room stupid. I was like, woohoo!
Yippee-ki-yay, my friends.
All right, Netflix.
Yes.
Have
what are you
finished?
Watching?
I'm still. I think I'm one episode away from finishing. What was it called?
Messiah.
Messiah.
I finished episode 5 last night, and I'm still.
Yeah, I watched.
It's weird.
I watched
it's,
6 or I think 7, 8, and 9 this morning work.
Is it one of those where you go, okay, after this one, I'm done, and then they have that cliffhanger in, and you go, damn it, Netflix.
No, I mean I'm enjoying this. This series so much that I'm like, dude, bring it.
Okay.
And then I'm disappointed when I'm like, damn it, I gotta go to work.
Brief synopsis, it's possibly about the second coming of Jesus, if it happened today.
Oh, okay. So it's in today's world, if Jesus came back.
In today's world, if somebody professing to be the Son of God, what would happen? How would we treat them in today's world filled with Twitter, Facebook,
I'll add that to my list.
24/7 news. How would it happen in today's world? And is he just
is it Messiah? Is it not? There's people going, dude, nuh-uh, can't be. Obviously, and then there's other
dude claiming to be like, hey, I'm Jesus.
He's not claiming to do anything. Just saying, people are like, well, dude, he's doing this and he's doing that. And
I'll check it out. I was looking at it. I've been because there's no really sports on. We've had the last right. I was sitting on this Jeopardy thing. Now that that's over, I'm back to trying.
And the greatest of all time Jeopardy winner, Ken Jennings.
Yeah,
so there you go.
Yeah, he nailed that. That show makes me feel so stupid to watch. Mm-hmm. I don't even know the questions. Like, when he asked the question, I'm like, did that happen?
The bad thing is, even if I know the answer, I can't answer it right.
Or quickly.
Because I forget. Because I forget. I'm like, damn it, I still got it wrong.
Yeah.
I even knew the answer, and I'm wrong.
They had a Tool question on Tuesday night, the final night. They were like, what band, put an album out.
Screwdriver.
James was like, Tool, he nailed it.
Who is Tool?
Who is Tool? These are supposed to be the three greatest of all time Jeopardy players, which is fine. James, Ken, and Brad. And I was don't know why I was so in on this, but the guy Brad got nothing right the entire time. He just got everything wrong.
He got everything wrong, and he still walked away with $250,000.
I could have done that. I would have stood there and draw pictures.
You would have had to get there to have that chance.
That's true.
Worst of all time, I'm in. Like, put me in the worst players ever. I don't know any of these questions. Mm-hmm. I'll just write them.
What I do love watching is like the high school one.
Yeah,
I kick your ass.
Drink your milkshake.
I like to get a few right. You know, if I'm sitting there watching with the wife, I'll get a few right in a row, and then I get just on purpose. You know, I'll go. That's not even worth me answering. This is because I don't know the answer.
Yeah, exactly.
But I tell the wife, I'm like, this is stupid. You know, that's not even worth my time. I'm getting up. I'm going somewhere else.
It is wild that the most basic questions on that show, like the ones I get right and you probably get right, are the ones that they don't know.
I know that happens a lot, and you feel so superior for about 0.05
milliseconds. Like, they have some pop culture question about Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Like, I nailed that. Yeah,
who is Gene Wilder? Duh.
Yeah, and the next thing you know, they ask something I don't even know existed in the world. I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
How do you spell what?
What's the 16th decimal place in pi? What is 4, Alex? Duh. You know, and I'm over there, what? It goes out that far?
But then Alex gets all, oh, I'm sorry. No, that was 3. What is 3?
Yeah.
And the other two are going,
yeah, 3.
You know,
three.
Nodding like they knew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got this.
Yeah, I knew this. You screwed it up.
One of my favorite scenes in the movie Groundhog Day.
In
the movie Groundhog Day is that's one of the things that he relives over and over again. He's sitting around with the other people in the hotel lobby, and he's just, after about his 18th day of living the same day over and over again, he's just rattling off the answers to Jeopardy. Just boom, boom.
It was funny because I think a lot of us, when I watch a movie the first time, I'm like, yeah, I'd probably do that too. Like, just, what else am I going to do? Like,
What's great is sometimes they get off a day, and I can remember going to my parents' house. They live in Louisiana, and, you know, Jeopardy during the afternoon is syndicated. What that means is it plays at different times on different TV stations all across, and they could be preempted, say, if there's a local problem, you know, weather-wise or something like that. We went to Louisiana one Easter, I believe, and we had watched Jeopardy, and then we arrive in Louisiana the next day, and it was the episode that I had just seen the day before. I kicked my dad's ass.
$100.
I still had short-term memory, so it was good. I was like, oh, what is 3?
Yeah. I remember growing up watching Jeopardy with my mom, and I'm like, my mom's a genius. How do you know this stuff? But, you know, they're asking questions, which 1974 song was, and she's like, that would be, and I'm like, how the hell do you know this stuff? And, you know,
little do we know, our parents used to be cool before they had
exactly.
Us.
Yeah. And I sat there going, you know, I'm like, mom, how do you know this? Which rock song from 1975? She's like, because I was alive, you know, and it'd be like them asking a question about, you know, which 1993 Nirvana album had,
exactly.
I mean, like, duh, that's a stupid question.
And maybe that's what it is too. A lot of times when I see Jeopardy now, it's like the newer questions that I lived, I kind of know those answers to. Mm-hmm. The other ones, I'm like, huh, that didn't happen. I wasn't alive yet.
Nothing happened before I was alive.
Who was that? Yeah. So,
I have another story ran across today. This is great, and it's all about the South. The Center for Disease Control recently released its latest sexually transmitted disease data. They crunched the numbers to figure out which cities had the highest STD rates. All right. Number one in the country is Baltimore, Maryland. Okay. And
such a terrible place.
Yeah.
Terrible.
And what they did is they looked at chlamydia and gonorrhea, syphilis, and HIV is their data. So Baltimore, number one. Jackson, Mississippi, number two. Also, Philadelphia, San Francisco, Montgomery, Augusta, Milwaukee, Killeen, Shreveport, Louisiana, Go Louisiana, and Indianapolis. And three of those are very small towns, but they are also home to military bases. Killeen, Texas, Augusta, Georgia, and Shreveport, Louisiana. Now, closer to home, Birmingham came in at number 20. Number 43 is Atlanta, followed by Nashville at 70, Knoxville at 81, and rounding out the top 100,
Chattanooga.
Woo-hoo. So
there's 99 worse places.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Keeping it clean, Chattanooga.
Yeah.
Keep doing what you're doing out there.
Yeah, yeah, wrap that rascal.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it. So
yeah, very nice.
Something to be proud of. We're number 100.
That's fantastic. I thought we would have been lower than that, but that's good enough. Mm-hmm. Number 100 and...
It's not a, you know, real good. You don't really want to be any higher than
that. Well, are we number 100 in that because we're like number one in obesity?
Ouch.
We appreciate you.
Now we tied it all together with a nice little bow. Yeah. Too fat to do it.
That's it. Like, oh, let's not pat ourselves on the back. Too busy.
Too ugly.
And thus concludes today's final podcast ever.
Right.